gardener or the architect? Who are you going to be in 2021? I'm Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. This is Thursday Thunder. Now, the gardener and the architect, in case you didn't know, in the writing world, there are two different types of writers. Yet this could be applied to pretty much any creative or even professional outlet. So the architect is easier to explain. The architect has a plan, makes like a blueprint beforehand, right? Maps it all out, does the research, figures it all out. And then it's sort of like the measure twice and hammer once. So got the plan, then we're going to go build the house. Great, right? Gardener, on the other hand, has like a handful of seeds, doesn't know what they are, spreads them around the garden, and we'll see what grows. Now, do you identify with one or the other? You know, like briefly? For me, I am a card-carrying gardener. Yet, I'm such a gardener, I'm going to Gardeners Anonymous. Hello, my name is Bradley. I have yet again created something without a plan. But this is just how I roll. So it's early 2021. Things are a-changing in the planet in a good way. And mostly in a good way. And this morning, I'm on a call with a partner, and we are working through the Publish course, right? I have a three-part course. It's called Write, Publish, and Market. Writing a book, publishing a book, marketing a book, right? Three very separate and distinct ideas and areas, okay? So we are going to walk through the Publish course with him. It's going to be like side by side, digitally anyway, and we are going to publish his book. Cool, right? So it's our first call, and I think in my Bradley Charbonneau every single day, just create, just do it, thinking, I want to jump into recording and just start wherever I think like step one is, okay? But then by some like miraculous lightning bolt from the heavens, I say, you know what? Let's take like a big picture overview. I even said this, I swear. I did it. And I said, let's step back for a moment and see like where we're going with this. Where is the beginning point, the ending point? What are like some bigger steps? I mean, like if you really break it down, it's you finish manuscript, format manuscript, upload. That's kind of it, right? We're kind of back to click and clack, the Tapper Brothers, how to install a new engine in your car. Step one, remove old engine. Step two, insert new engine, right? But it is kind of that easy. There is format book, upload book, right? But of course, there are like 27 little side branches on each one of those. Yet, me, because I'm experienced in this, because I have now published 28 books, I don't think about the process anymore. I just do it because I know how to do it, and I know the order, and I do things, and I don't worry about the order because I just know it's going to get done because I'm like A and B and A to Z, and I will get there, right? Like, oh, I forgot G. Well, I go back and I do G. And so I'm definitely the gardener here, but I'm an experienced gardener. So on the call, we take the step back, and I start with this, like, we're sharing a Google Doc, and I start with, and I literally wrote down step one, format, step two, publish, right? And then by the end of 45 minutes, we had, I think, four steps with, there must have been a dozen sub-steps with even sub-sub-steps. I mean, we're into the, like, lowercase I-A thing, right? It was crazy. It was so crazy. So what happened here? I, gardener that I am, proud, I should get my card, card-carrying gardener that I am, I love just creating. I just thrive on it. Let's just go, start creating, woohoo! We'll see what happens, we'll see where we end up. It's like a car trip, like, let's just get in the car, let's just go, I'm driving, I don't care where we're going, I'll get there, right? That's how I roll. And I've managed to publish 28 books. Awesome, right? But the thing is, like, this guy, he wants to learn from me how to write and publish and market books. And I can't just say, oh, well, throw some seeds in the ground and see what grows. Well, I could, but it's not going to be very efficient or probably not very effective for him. So, 45 minutes, we've got this giant table of contents thing that just mapped out our next 2 months of weekly meetings as we build this course together. Pretty cool, right? And for me, think about it. What has this done? I mean, I don't have the fear of the blank page and what am I going to write about today? Not a problem for me, but I understand that that is a huge challenge. And believe me, it used to be a huge challenge for me, but not anymore. But that's because I'm an experienced gardener. So what has happened is that I have allayed the fears. I have laid down the groundwork. I've built a plan, a roadmap of where we're going to go. And now we can much more efficiently and effectively map out our weeks, our hours, our modules, our recordings, because we have this big plan. And I know some of you architects out there are like, Bradley, this is kind of how it works. And you're right. And that's why I'm a gardener. But I'm a gardener who wants to be partly an architect. I'll take a class in architecture. I'm still a gardener at heart. Believe me, I just want to create. It is my advantage and my disadvantage. So, and I do say, because you're going to say, Bradley, I don't know the blueprint. You say A to Z. What if I don't even know what Z is? What if you say, we're back to the road trip thing, you say, it's LA to New York, and I say, well, I don't know if I want to go to New York. Then I think the gardener strategy can work, because then it's just get in the car and drive around for an hour and see what happens. And you're going to think about it. You're going to have a detour. You're going to get an In-N-Out burger. Okay. And that can work. And then you will build. And then eventually you'll say, you know what? I want to go to Mexico. So the gardener strategy absolutely works. I am living proof. All these books, all this creative stuff. It works. But what if there was some kind of balance? What if that little tiny part of me that's an architect made a plan and then I could go be a gardener and have a bit of a roadmap? Wouldn't that be more possibly fun, possibly more even efficient, effective? And what if that constraint breeds creativity? I know it's a crazy thought, but it happens. Because now we've got this roadmap, and now I can veer off. I know where we're supposed to go, and I'm going to get there now. But now I can even use my extraneous creativity to get to other places where maybe I wouldn't have been because I have that roadmap. The roadmap is the bigger guide, but I'm allowed to detour. Follow? So, who are you? Are you a gardener? Are you an architect? Are you a balance? Which one are you more of? And then let me give this challenge to you, because even though I'm a card-carrying gardener and I think I'm saying it like it's a bad thing, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. Like Stephen King was a gardener. He'd like sit down and say, what's going to happen to the book? I don't know. I haven't started writing yet. Super cool, right? But guess what? He's experienced. And even an inexperienced gardener can just say like, I'm just going to write today. I'm just going to hit record and see where it goes. That's absolutely fine. And I wholeheartedly encourage it. Especially if you don't know where you're going, then it's awesome. Even though you might think, what am I doing? Where am I going? That was total garbage today. Awesome. Garbage is better than nothing, right? Don't just be there and stay in A and never get to B at all, right? Gardener, the architect, who are you? And which part of the other side are you going to take up in 2021? Because don't get me wrong. Architect, I think a pure architect is also, it's kind of boring, right? Like, here's your book, here's your strategy, here's your plan project for your company or whatever, and you follow every step to the letter. Yeah, you know, I'm more of a creative guy than that. I can't do that. So who are you, and which side are you going to plan to pull a little bit from in 2021? Let me know.